Brittany Galvin. She's from South Florida. I learned of her through some other people on social media who indicated that she was trying to reach me. And if she does, I'm going to try to get her to you for an interview, because I think she wants to tell her story. She is trying to tell it on social media. She's married to a Florida state trooper. She had the jab around May 5th of this year. She highly regrets it. It started on her arm at the injection site. But as you can see in this video, Stu, she can get metal objects to stick anywhere on her body now, in her face and her forehead. She has done some videos where she has nurses and doctors in hospitals. She's been in the hospital bed, and you can see the nurses and the doctors participating. They don't believe it at first, and then they put a metal object on her body and it sticks. We have no idea what they're putting in people's bodies. You are clearly putting your child at lifelong risk for something really terrible that we don't even know yet.
The magnetism is spreading from the injection site to the entire body through self-replication. There's no way that this is due to dispersion or diffusion or any type of natural process of higher concentration to lower concentration. This is happening due to self-replication with the mRNA that is causing the spike protein. Check out this video. This guy's looking for his phone. He doesn't even know where it is. It's sticking to his back. More and more videos are emerging of this phenomenon where the magnetism has spread from the injection site to the entire body. It is unreal. And many people may speculate, what is it? Is it nanobots, nanites, heavy metals? What kind of effect will this have near a death tower, near some of these 5G death towers? Of course, the 5G rolled out at the same time as the COVID, and then comes the vaccine that turns people into a giant magnet. And so undoubtedly, electromagnetic waves are going to have an effect on these people as well. Look at this phenomenon. And this is just the tip of the iceberg. We've got tons of new videos of this magnetism. It's not your imagination. It's not some kind of fad on TikTok. It's really happening. We've got videos of reporters doing man on the street interviews with people that have been vaccinated. Seems like people that have gotten the Moderna or the Pfizer are most affected by this magnetism. But it's really happening. And it starts at the injection site, and then it spreads throughout the body like a virus. And people can pick it up with metal detectors. They can pick it up with EMF meters. It's unreal, ladies and gentlemen. It's stranger than fiction, to say the least. Look at this video. There are tons of video from around the world. And these are all new videos. On top of the mega compilation of videos we had just a couple of weeks ago when we started investigating this report. And here's another video of a metal detector going off at the injection site. We could play the sound, but initially, this girl was just having this problem at her injection site. So this is the same girl as the intro video, ladies and gentlemen. And then it spread to her entire body. It's unreal. What does it mean? What are the implications? Check out this guy. He can strap his phone right to the injection site. No kidding. And he's not the only one. How convenient. And people are making TikTok videos like Pfizer girls, like they think it's wonderful. Look at them now. They've got magnetic personalities. What will happen next? Will they be able to make metal levitate? Will they have super psychic powers? Do we think that the Agenda 21, that the Georgia Guidestones, is about making you a superhero? This is about extermination. These people are celebrating their extermination. And today, we see tons of young people lining up for the vaccine. No stopping them. They're running for it, running towards the vaccination sites, making sheeple-like noises. No kidding. And it gets worse, ladies and gentlemen. Here's another video where they strap a phone to the injection site.
Magnet, right? Watch this. It's sticking anywhere, not even where I got the shot. Sticking to my head, my cheek, both sides if you don't believe me. Both sides, you don't believe me. My neck. Both sides. My head again. Leaning over. Still sticking, right? My whole body is magnetic. I feel tingling throughout my whole body. And I feel like a weighted feeling on my chest. It's a month after getting a Moderna shot in my left arm. My whole body is magnetic right now. This is insane.
So that's what people are reporting, ladies and gentlemen, the lucky ones. Of course, there are tons of neurological effects being reported as well in the VAERS system. Here's a poster girl of the Pfizer vaccine. Half of her face is basically melted away like a stroke victim. They call it Bell's palsy. And of course, she's on the news advocating people to get the shot. Be like her, she says. Don't deprive yourselves of the pleasure of a lifelong illness. Vaccine injuries are real, and you're looking at it, ladies and gentlemen. And so for all of these people that are holding out, resisting, trying to avoid the death vax, you've been vindicated. But of course, the system isn't going to stop there. They want to vaccinate you and your children. They're rolling it out military style in the schools right now. Young children are being injected with this poison, and they're essentially virtue signaling it on the television nonstop. If you don't get the death vax, then you're some sort of terrorist. You're some sort of extremist. What, you don't want a magnetic personality? You don't want to be like a stroke victim? You don't want to be killed by this vaccine? How dare you? They need to eliminate people for their global warming. They need to eliminate people for their Agenda 21. They're not going to give you a choice. They don't plan on giving you a choice. They plan on making your life extremely difficult unless you get their death vax. And they're still censoring reports about the dangers of this vaccine. We just got a strike on the Twitter talking about this very thing. You don't dare post this information on Facebook or on ScrewTube because you know you'll get banned. Don't people deserve to know the dangers of this vaccine? That there's something terribly wrong? Even the first responders are being killed by this vaccine. And you have to wonder what's going on. Seems like this system doesn't care about anyone. Obviously.
Brittany Galvin, she's from South Florida. I learned of her through some other people on social media who indicated that she was trying to reach me. And if she does...
Video guys on vacation. But we just have to play these videos again. The magnetism is spreading from the injection site to the entire body through some type of self-replication process. The entire body becomes magnetic, and so magnetic that cell phones are sticking to people's backs and people are, you know, losing their minds. Where'd my cell phone go? Oh, it's physically attached to your back, didn't you know? And so you have to wonder, what are the long-term effects here? What does this mean for people in the modern world that are being constantly bombarded by electromagnetic waves? What will the cocktail effect be? And what will the reports be about this phenomenon, about this disease? They won't even talk about it. These people will probably get cancer or something else, some other type of neurological disease, MS, Parkinson's, you name it. And they'll never report the links between this vaccine and the diseases or other outcomes. We saw that clearly in the VAERS system. They're deleting files and reports that are inconvenient to their narrative. And if you dare question them, if you dare question Fauci, then you are attacking science, they say. Is this science? It looks like bad science. It looks like mad science. It looks like some kind of science fiction movie. How long before these people turn into zombies? How long before it's the zombie apocalypse? Look at these people. And look at how they're censoring the information. Everything here spells catastrophe. Everything here spells disaster. And the worst part is that you're not allowed to hold any of these people accountable. These vaccine companies are not liable for what they're doing to people.
Magnet, right? Watch this. It's sticking anywhere, not even where I got the shot. It's sticking to my head, my cheek.
You can't hold these vaccine companies accountable. You can't sue them. You can't even talk about it on social media or you'll be banned, reprimanded, and redlisted for future extermination programs. And don't think that they're going to forget about you, ladies and gentlemen, all of you truthers out there, all of you people that have been fighting for freedom, fighting for a fair world. They're going to be targeting you with their death towers. They're going to be updating your phone so that it emits deadly radiation. They can do that. They can digitally modulate the frequencies coming out of your phone with an update. And you think your phone is broadcasting at 700 megahertz or 2.5 gigahertz with the Wi-Fi, but they can turn it to extremely low frequencies with an update. You don't even want to know what these people can do with an update. You don't know what extent these people are willing to go to silence the opposition. You saw them steal an election. Just imagine what else they're willing to do. We can tell you that they're targeting individuals. They're microwaving people that don't comply. And if you don't get a vaccine, you'll get an update on your phone. One way or another, these people are going to get you. Unless you fight back, unless you take down these death towers, unless you ditch your phone, unless you participate in some sort of 1776 in your country, in your state. It has to be local. Everybody saw what happened on January 6th when Trump led the Patriots to the honey trap. There's a reason why they don't allow open carry in Washington, D.C. There's no way to do this at a federal level. People are going to have to stand up in their own communities and take their towns back. Everybody's going to have a death tower in their neighborhood, right in front of their homes. It's happening already. In many towns across America, poles are going up in people's front yards and there's nothing they can do about it. They'll have you sheltering in place as they irradiate you. And there's no telling if these people are going to morph into some sort of cyborg due to these injections. It's literally a possibility in this day and age. What are you going to do? Are you going to be a Pfizer girl? Did you see the latest reports? They want to turn the world into something more gender neutral and feminine. They just want to stomp out masculinity. They want to stomp out everything that's normal. They want to turn it into some kind of transsexual, transhuman nightmare. Ladies and gentlemen, like and share. This is Stranger Than Fiction News, broadcasting live from the dark side of the planet. We've been banned everywhere, relegated to the fringes of the internet, on Telegram, on BitChute. Support our broadcast. Let everybody know where we're at. Buy us a beer on the Patreon. Send us your Bitcoin, bitches. We need your support. We need to rebuild and let people know what's going on.
Both sides, if you don't believe me.
At first, people didn't believe the stories. But now they're starting to listen. Make sure that people understand what's going on here, ladies and gentlemen, because they're going to start mandating these vaccines. They're going to come out with more variants. They're going to pump out more death towers. And beware of these new LED lights, especially the ones you have it in your homes. They're being used to irradiate you as well. Sometimes it's better to be a little old-fashioned. We may have to go back to using candles. At the rate that this is going, we'll have to leave it there for this broadcast. We appreciate everybody tuning in. Again, please like and share. Feel free to mirror this content. Get this information out there before it's too late. Before your children get vaccinated. Before the goon squads come knocking at your door under the orders of the government to force vaccinate you. It's coming. Don't think it's over. They're coming back with new variants. They're going to lock you down next winter. It's far from over. If you're listening to this, you are the resistance.